Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. And once again, we're playing with a member of our studio audience. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next contestant. There you go. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Lou Medell. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, really? What do you do here in Chicago?
I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, really?
So yes, I am.
Do you do, like, books and posters and that sort of thing?
Packaging, mostly.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever, like, said, let's take this package, instead of making it a rectangle, we'll make it a rhombus. We'll make it a...
I did that this week.
Did you really?
I did. I really did. Yes.
Because I thought I was joking. You actually made a rhomboid package?
Yes, yes. We're working out the details.
Well, welcome to our show. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play, our listener limerick challenge. This time, we're going to pay homage to that source of some of the best news we get all year, and that is, of course, Great Britain. Carl is going to perform for you three limericks, each about a news story from Britain this year, with the last word or phrase missing from each of them. Your job, of course, finish that limerick two times out of three. Do that, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes.
Absolutely. Here we go. Here is your first British news limerick.
My abduction has me taking stock. A whole hour, poof, gone. What a shock. It is E.T.'s attack. Oh, wait. We fell back, and I didn't turn back my...
clock.
Yes! Very good. Of the thousand of classified documents related to UFOs and the search for them in Britain that were released this year by the British government, our favorite one was about the guy who called up the government and said that he had been abducted by aliens. And he knew because when he woke up, it was an hour later than it was supposed to be. And he couldn't account for the hour. It turns out that it had changed to daylight savings time. He then said, yes. He said, yes, but what about that huge glowing object in the sky? And they said, sir, it's day. Here's your next British limerick.
This yeast extract, I hold my jar tight, because my taste for it might cause a bar fight. Now a truckload has spilled, and I feel quite ill, because they've lost 20 tons of good.
Can I have a clue?
Well, let's hear it one more time.
Yes.
This is a tough one. It pertains to a British product.
This yeast extract, I hold my jar tight, because my taste for it might cause a bar fight. Now a truckload has spilled, and I feel quite ill, because they've lost 20 tons of good.
Ale?
We moved into free verse. No, actually, it's a tough one. It's the answer is Marmite. You ever heard of Marmite?
No,
I've never heard of Marmite. Marmite is it's this sort of strange food that British people like to eat. It's made of yeast extract, and the taste was once described to me as chocolate flavored death. But the Brits love it, and what happened was 23 tons of this stuff were spilled on a British highway this year in South Yorkshire. They say that the truck lost control and crashed, but what happened was the truck got a taste of it and then vomited all over the road. Nick, have you ever had Marmite?
I don't like it. I don't
really
like it. Yeah, it's one of those that splits people down the middle. It's
is that its effect
both,
on you? You eat it and it splits you down the middle?
Both literally.
That's terrible.
And metaphorically.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd think that would keep people away from it.
Yeah.
This is not a problem because you have one more British-themed limerick to do. Let's hear it.
My carriage ride's taking its course. The constable stops me by force. Sure, I'm drunk off my head, but for running a red, I am blaming my colorblind
horse.
Yes, your colorblind horse is the answer. This summer in South Yorkshire, a British man was arrested for running a red light in his horse cart, right? And when they said to him, well, what happened? Are you drunk? He said, no, the reason that I ran the red light is my horse is colorblind. He thought the light was green. He didn't know it had turned red. Police were skeptical until they noticed that the horse's socks did not match. Carl, how did our guest do in the show?
Lou had two correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win our prize. Congratulations, Lou.
Well done, Lou. Very well done.
Thank you.